Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Thank you, Lord. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. Over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing songs from my live worship recording called We Are the Army. This project was born during the early days of my ministry as a means of teaching the body of Christ how to use worship as a weapon of spiritual warfare, how to engage the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's word in song, how to run to the battle with an attitude of victory. Now, today's podcast is the story behind three of the songs from We Are the Army. The reason I'm sharing about three songs today is because they are relatively short, but combined, they are a powerful tool in the arsenal of praise and worship as weapons of our warfare against the enemy and his lies. I'll share the story of each song and then play them as one flowing medley as they were intended to be used. The first song in the medley is called Servants of the Most High God. This song was born on October 15th of 1987. On Sunday, October 11th of 1987, our church, Western Hills Church in Oklahoma City, was set on fire during one of our regular services. Although the building was not destroyed, only a few rooms in the basement were directly affected, the entire church building was heavily damaged by smoke. As a result, we had to relocate for several months. Church on the Rock of Oklahoma City was gracious enough to allow us the use of its building on Sunday afternoons. It was because of this and other inconveniences that we began to see an exodus from our body. People were leaving. But what God was really doing was pruning us once again. And what Satan meant as an attack on our church, God used for the good of His kingdom. We really had no idea of the prophetic nature of this song. It soon became apparent what Satan was up to, and this song became our battle cry. It's also inspired by the life of the prophet Daniel, who endured so much for the sake of the kingdom of God. Just as Daniel saw himself as a servant of the Most High God, so we should see ourselves. Now, the next song in the medley is called Some Trust in Chariots. On August 17th of 1986, this song was born during a time of intense warfare in our body. We were relatively new to this aspect of God's kingdom work and were beginning to come under some public criticism and attack. It was during this time that God began to reveal our hearts to us, began to show us that we feared man more than we feared Him. Yes, there is a time to show deference to others, but not if it means disobedience to God. You see, God still speaks to us and still desires to bless His children with good gifts. And yes, He is still God, Almighty God. If we are going to boast in anything, let us boast in God Almighty. Let us stop trusting our own flesh and our own desire and fall completely on Him and His desires and rest completely in His power. The song was based on Psalm 20, verse 7, which says, "Some boast or trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast or trust in the name of the Lord our God." The final song in the medley is called The Lion Comes, and it was inspired by an episode from the life of David when he told King Saul he, David, would go out and face Goliath. King Saul questioned David's youth and ability, but David responded in faith. This is what it says in 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 through 36. "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant was tending his father's sheep, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God.'" This song came to me during the early hours in the night of August 17th of 1987. God had been speaking to my heart concerning the life of King David. In fact, He was having me write these meditations in the form of a book. As I contemplated David's communion with God, I was overwhelmed with David's great boldness. Even though he must have only been a teenager when he confronted Goliath, he had a great confidence, not in his own abilities, but in the abilities and greatness and power of his God. As I thought upon these things, the words and the music to this song came simultaneously, and though it didn't seem to fit the rules of good songwriting, as they say, it struck a deep chord of boldness and praise to God in my heart. This song quickly became a bold declaration to our body. As we face the various directions actually faced during corporate prayer or praise, turning to face the north, turning to face the south, turning to face the east, and turning to face the west with our physical bodies, we must have looked crazy, but it was actually pretty awesome and powerful. While we would do that, God would bring to mind many situations we needed to be standing against, and many people we need to be standing in the gap for. This was all during the time we were singing the song. We would turn to the direction we were singing about. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us your Spirit and for releasing your power in our hearts and lives that we might see your kingdom advance against the ruler of this present darkness. Now let's do this. Let's listen to this warfare medley and let's make it personal. What areas of your life do you need to see spiritual victory today? What loved ones are you doing spiritual battle for today? Let's be who our God says we are and storm the gates of hell with the truth of God's word. Are you ready? Here we go.
What Satan means for evil.
Lord, we do cry out to the north, south, east, and west, and say to the lies of the enemy, give up in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, by the power of his word, by the power of his very name. Give up in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. That's a very important nugget of truth, y'all. Satan is a roaring lion. What does that mean? He's all bark and no bite. His only power is deception, and we defeat deception with the truth of God's word. Now let me remind you what that truth is. This is 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 6. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. Y'all, let's overcome the enemy with the truth of God's word today by proclaiming that truth to our own souls and in praise to our God. We can do that. And we need to make this a daily part of our relationship with Jesus Christ, declaring the truth in our own lives and over the lives of those we love. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Guys, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and leave me a review? And while you're at it, tell your friends about it. Help me get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. To help with the ongoing creation of this podcast and the costs, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Now, don't forget to check out my daily devotional books called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, available on Amazon. And while you're there, you might as well check out my autobiography, Sing Over Me, and also check out the follow-up book to Sing Over Me. It's called Renewing Your Mind. I believe these books will help you be the overcomer God says you are. And if you enjoy thrilling fiction, check out my book called The Short Life. I believe you might be pleasantly surprised and blessed by this short story. I've also written a couple of fantasy series for young people. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a 3-book series. The second is 2 books so far. It's called The Barons of Bryn. It's for younger readers. I just love to write for my children and grandchildren, and I want to inspire them with the truth of God's word and that they have a destiny and purpose in this life, and that's part of the reason for those fantasy stories. Anyway, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the songs Servants of the Most High God, Some Trust in Chariots, and The Lion Comes from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be the overcomer he says you are.